88% of American teens now own an iPhone. That is the highest percentage of teen iPhone ownership in history. So a new survey by Piper Sandler came out this week, and not only did it say that 88% of teens now had an iPhone, but also that 88% of teens intended to purchase an iPhone as their next device. I think this is absolutely crazy, and that is in stark contrast to Apple only having 57% market share among the entire US adult population. And it really shows the power that the brand has with the most influential market sector today. And the thing is, it's not like that the competition has an answer to this, because 10 years ago in 2015, Apple only had 66% market share among the same demographic. When I was a teenager, a little bit before then, I had a string of Palm Windows phones and then a few Palm WebOS phones, but obviously we don't have as good an alternative today. The only alternative to an iPhone is an Android phone, and it seems like that even the rise of cool folding phones are unable to capture the attention of this young demographic. Swag two button comments, the pipeline from iPad kids to iPhone tweens is just crazy. Yeah, apparently most US toddlers have their own iPad these days, which is just insane in my mind, but that would make the jump to iPhones far easier, I guess. Corner Nap says, my nephews were given iPhones at the ripe old age of 5 and 3. Lmao, it is wild. Well, my first multimedia device was a PSP when I was 8, I think, and then I only progressed to having a smartphone when I was 11 with my Palm Trio. So the thought of a 3-year-old having their own phone is just as insane.